told her as he left. But he went off the scent at the Holiday Inn, where he died an embarrassing death. The police returned his brass chain, that's where his keys were. So she checked the big shack that he built out back to see what he'd been hiding from her. Well, she opened up the door. This is what she saw. Dozen cases of Miller beer, a Browning that he used for deer, a muddy pair of wading boots, 16 boxes of Red Man chews, peanut butter, jam, and bread out there in the shed. She never knew her Buford to be the type to whore, and she didn't expect that he actually kept. The junkie didn't need no more. His closet was clean, the garage shined like pearl. She thought she'd find cash and some valuable stash to run off with some other girl. Well, she took a step inside, couldn't believe her eyes. There's a generator, extension cord, penny nails, and 2x4s, bottled water, powdered milk, M&M's, aspirin pills, gauze and tape, needles and thread, out there in the shed. And over in the corner, well, it almost made her cry, a chair with his name and a chair with hers sitting side by side. She settled in that chair and took a look around.
Cans of corn, beans and beets, turkey jerky, freeze-dried beef, survival books, a hunting knife, Hostess Twinkies, fresh for life. Come Armageddon, they'd be fed out there in the shed, all prepared for